Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clear, a low of 38. The first in a series of community presentations on the City of Racine's planned 2017 implementation of a CART system for solid waste collection will take place at 6 o'clock tonight in the lobby of Fratt Elementary School on Kinsey Avenue. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen says these will be open house-style events with no formal presentations, but plenty of information on the reasons behind the move, including worker safety and greater efficiency. Yellen explained to the Public Works Committee this week that community feedback will help determine which option is more closely considered for dealing with the many alleys in the city.
Take a look at the displays we have out in the hall. We'll be also doing open houses in June and July, the intention being trying to wind these up by the end of July.
This year's capital budget includes the purchase of trucks and equipment toward the new CART system, scheduled to be rolled out next year. A list of open houses is available on the City of Racine website. The Racine Fire Department wants to know what the community thinks about their service and what they could be doing better. An online survey will be available for the next couple of weeks to allow city residents to give their opinions about the department that will be used in the development of a strategic plan. Captain Mark Filippando says the goal is to improve the department and its services. He said many of the questions deal with the public's perception of the department.
I mean, everybody knows that we answer emergency services, but we were just wondering if the public, for instance, knows what anything else that we do. And then we also ask on there what they expect from us, what they want us to do, and rank them in order of importance. And then there's also areas on the surveys that they can write their opinions in rather than just check a box.
Fire department staff has already been surveyed, and a third survey of business and civic leaders will also be conducted before the final strategic plan is ready to be presented sometime this fall. A link to the community survey is available on the City of Racine website. After meeting behind closed doors for more than an hour, the Kenosha City Council voted during a special meeting called last night to authorize legal action against the recently enacted boundary agreement between the Village of Summers and the Town of Paris. The agreement sets the stage for development along the I-94 corridor between the two municipalities and keeps the city from expanding into the area. After the meeting, Mayor Keith Bosman said what course of action the city will pursue has not been determined, but he did not rule out delaying action if Paris and Summers officials are willing to discuss the city's concerns.
I think we wouldn't be here talking about this tonight had the city been included in the discussions right from the get-go. So, you know, we're always willing to discuss issues with our neighbors.
Several residents from the area of Paris that would be annexed into Summers under the agreement attended the meeting, breaking into applause when the council voted unanimously to pursue legal action. City Attorney Ed Antaramian would not speculate on how soon that might happen. Unwanted medications, including prescription drugs, can be dropped off this Saturday during a household medication collection. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Cargo.
The collection is sponsored by the City of Racine and Central Racine County Health Departments. It's going to run from 8 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon at 6216th Street, just west of Green Bay Road, right by the landfill. For quicker service, you're asked to bring in medication in its original bottles with the names crossed out and in a clear plastic bag. The name of the medication, though, should still be visible. Sharps and biohazard materials will not be accepted, though. This collection designed to keep the medications out of area waterways and out of the hands of children. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
The Gateway Technical College Board will be receiving the next fiscal year budget for the district at its meeting May 2nd. The $146 million spending plan for campuses in Racine, Kenosha, Burlington, and Elkhorn is just under 3% more than the current budget. As proposed, the taxes on a $150,000 home in the Gateway District would go up almost 4.2% to just over $124. A silver alert has been issued for a woman reported missing in the Kenosha County town of Salem. 88-year-old Lorraine Miller was last seen at 7 o'clock this morning, walking south on 235th Avenue. She is white, about 4 foot 8 and 105 pounds, with gray shoulder-length hair. She was wearing a tan coat. If you believe you have seen this woman, please contact the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.